magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. Wow, can those singing men sing and be an encouragement? We had an outstanding turnout for our first ever rehearsal at the new Great News Radio Center. And we just packed it with guys that are passionate about singing and declaring the wonders of God. So I'll have a lot more to say about that in just a few minutes, which will include a reading from Psalm 33. But first, a few more God sightings before I introduce you to a sneak preview of a new CD that the Singing Men will be coming out with in the next few months. We're working on a CD cover, but I'm going to introduce you to, let's see, probably four or five selections off of this new CD titled Holy, Holy, Holy. But first, a few God sightings. Well, the day started dropping Esther off at Judah Christian School, heading over to the Great News Radio Center. And around 10 o'clock, a lovely couple named Ken and Jan showed up. They had texted me about, did I need a microwave? And once again, I thought to myself, oh gosh, they're going to probably be bringing one of those microwaves that are about 10 or 15 years old that they've replaced. I've done that before where we had one for about 15 years and it worked great, but it was time to get a new one. And so we gave it to friends. And so they said they were going to be bringing over a microwave. And I thought, okay. Well, lo and behold, they got it right off the shelf. It was still boxed, brand new. It's fantastic. But wait, there's more. Then they said, do you need a coffee maker? And I'm like, well, I don't drink coffee, but Jason and others do. And so it was a state-of-the-art, I don't know, one of these deluxe coffee makers in the box still. And they said, but wait, there's more. We have this kitchen stand that you can put the microwave on and the coffee maker, and it has some drawers and a cabinet down below. And I said, great, we'll fit that in. And I said, wait, there's still more. They had what I'm calling like a grandma and grandpa chair. It's kind of that floral design from years ago, and it's an antique. And it's two nice chairs, and they had this little table, and so we set it up in the Great News Radio Center, kind of over in the corner. So when Grandma shows up to our center, she can sit down and be very comfortable. So that was really fun. That was the beginning of the day. And then some other volunteers and friends showed up as we continue to use the Great News Radio Center as a place of prayer, fellowship, vision casting, what's God going to do with this new center, and just the outreach as people continue to walk by and we hand out program guides and tote bags and yard signs and greet them with the love of Jesus. Oh, by way of announcement, we're looking for an electrician that's certified in Urbana, Illinois. One of the individuals we hope to use hasn't gotten back to us, and we can't file our building permit request until we have a certified electrician, and we just need about six or eight outlets put in. But maybe you're an electrician and you're a regular listener and you want to be a part of helping us get our Great News Radio Center up and running, give me a call and let's work out a deal. Our number is 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Looking for an electrician certified in Urbana. Hey, and as they say, you don't have because you don't ask. And we've been able to pick up a conference table, a microwave, a coffee maker, some chairs and a table. What is the Lord going to provide next through you? I just can't wait. All right, now for some Singing Men music. This is a sneak preview debut of our third CD, recently produced at the Gaither Studios in Indiana. And so we have a master that we'll be sending to press, working on the CD jacket and such. But before I lead out with two songs back to back, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God and Days of Elijah with a solo by Vic Chrisman, let me read from Psalm 33, verses 1 through 3. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Well, there was a lot of singing and shouting last night as the Singing Men of GNN met at 7 p.m. And I don't even think we got to singing till about 5 minutes to 8. as there was lots of testimonies, and I was sharing about the Great News Radio Center and how God has raised it up and what we believe he's going to do in the days ahead. And then there were other prayer requests. I think five or six of the guys in their 70s had a birthday within the last few weeks. And so it was a glorious time. But by way of honoring those men that showed up last night and sang their hearts out, here's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, followed by Days of Elijah with soloist Vic Chrisman singing. And as mentioned, this will be on our upcoming new CD that'll be out in the coming months. Here's the singing men of GNN.
Thank you. I don't know how many of you have thought about the end times, but we believe that we are in the final days of grace. May this song help to motivate you to celebrate the Lord's return, Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, preparing the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Have the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes.
And there is no one like you,
becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of grace.
Oh,
and these are the days of the harvest. Oh, the fields are as wide in your world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard.
Just love those two songs, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, followed by Days of Elijah, and that was Vic Chrisman, love his voice, and we'll have 13 selections on this upcoming CD that has been mastered at the Gaither Studios in Indiana, and we'll be getting it made ready for you in the coming days. We're working on the CD cover. The title of this third CD of the Singing Men of GNN is Holy, Holy, Holy. And so you're going to hear the Singing Men of GNN singing that title track. And this song, familiar to most all of you, is called Holy, Holy, Holy. And I'll follow that song with Near to the Heart of God. Here's the Singing Men of GNN as a sneak preview of our third CD that'll be out in the next month or so.
Holy, holy, holy.
just love those two arrangements. That was Holy, Holy, Holy and Near to the Heart of God by the Singing Men of GNN, as recorded at a church in Champaign. I forget, it's right on campus. It had great acoustics there. You can kind of tell from the ambiance, it's like almost like a concert hall. But we spent 2 days recording these arrangements. There are 13 selections on this new CD called Holy, Holy, Holy. And as mentioned, it'll be out in the next month or so. But we're working on the CD jacket and graphics for this new CD. And it was just a pleasure to work really hard with all the guys to get a good sound out of us. And kudos to our director, Stephen McClary, as we call him, like our music technician, always trying to get the best sound and excellence out of us as best he can. Well, I'm going to close out with another song, and you'll be familiar with the introduction by Herb the Radio Servant Ketchum, who's been with me in this radio ministry for these 22, 23 years. And he talks about why this is a favorite and the meaning behind this song. And I would close hoping that you'll take in the lyrics, allow God to love through you, and make a difference in the world today. Here's Love Through Me by the Singing Men of GNN with the introduction by Herb, the radio servant, Ketchum. Oh, and a quick shout-out. Marge Ketchum, who we call the Cookie Lady, showed up, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 dozen cookies. Not only chocolate chip, but award-winning peanut butter cookies that were outstanding. So thank you, Marge, for using your gifts to encourage all the men last night. So I'll close out with Love Through Me by the Singing Men of GNN. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Our next song is a song that has become a very much of a favorite for this particular choir. It's entitled Love Through Me. And that's really what we're all about. I'd like to go through this song very quickly, each verse, to explain what each one of these verses stands for. The first one is love through me. Scripture is very clear that each one of us are to love each other, to love the Lord, because the Lord is love. The second verse is weep. Weep through me. You know, each and every one of us have made some rather drastic mistakes in our lives as far as the Lord is concerned. And every time he sees us make a mistake, he weeps. You and I have seen people make mistakes, and we should be weeping as well for that person. The third verse is speak through me. Speak through me. Tell others about the grace of God, about the love of Christ, and the peace and the joy that they can find within him. The last verse is sing through me. And you see, folks, this is what this choir is really all about singing to the glory of God and to his love. So as you hear this song, as we sing it, sing along with us, if you would, and think about the words, to love through me, to weep through me, Lord, to speak through me, and to sing through me throughout the day.